WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning on Giving Tuesday. And you heard the story earlier of the Hicks family from Wareham. JB, Cindy, 16-year-old London, and 13-year-old Grayson. And Cindy was awoken on November 13th by the sound of her husband JB having a stroke. He was rushed to the hospital where he had a number of strokes followed by a pulmonary embolism. And he passed away less than a week ago, the day before Thanksgiving. And now Cindy is terrified of losing their house. She's not even sure how to pay the bills because JB did all of that. 13-year-old Grayson is on the spectrum. He absolutely loves fire alarms and fire panels. He loves taking them apart and seeing how they work, and he dreams of becoming an engineer one day. 16-year-old London, she loves school. She speaks five languages. She enjoys history, reading, and fashion like Doc Martens and Converse. We're trying to get these kids some gifts. We're trying to get these bills paid. We're trying to take care of this family. And here on Giving Tuesday, they really need the help. So you can read more about it at WBSM.com. We have the story up there now. You can call to make a donation, 508-999-0443. That's the Holiday Wish Week hotline. 508-999-0443. Or you can text wishes 25 to 26989. Wishes 25 to 26989. And all that information is in the story, as well as a link to go right over to the United Way of Greater New Bedford page and make that donation. So again, the story is up there at WBSM.com on the WBSM app for you to read and donate. We're going to switch gears a little bit here because coming up Thursday at the Vault in New Bedford, never been to the Vault before. It's a great place to see a show. Very intimate, but state-of-the-art equipment. The sound is amazing. The space is very cool, you know, being a former bank. And it's a great place for rock shows. And that's what's going to be happening Thursday night when Quarantine with a K, comes to New Bedford. Featuring frontman Chris Jericho. You know him from the band Fozzy. You know him from his time in pro wrestling with both, well, WCW, then WWF/WWE, and now with AEW, and maybe soon to be with WWE again. His contract runs out this month. And he's, of course, also an actor, podcast host. You've seen him in the Terrifier films. And he's going to be here in New Bedford along with the full band of Quarantine, including PJ Farley of Trickster and Fozzy. And Quarantine is their Kiss cover band that plays exclusively 80s era Kiss. The post-makeup era Kiss. And you can get tickets now. TheVault.Eventbrite.com. Or you can try to win a pair by going to the Kojo's Toy World Facebook page. They're giving away a pair on their Facebook page. You can go over there and try to win a pair. But enough about me talking about it. You want to hear Chris Jericho talking about it. All right, joining us now, we have the one and only Chris Jericho. He's bringing his band Quarantine to the Vault Music Hall, the Vault Performing Arts Center and Pub, coming up this Thursday. It is the Unholy Night Tour, and it features, of course, Chris Jericho. You know him from his time in wrestling, but also he's an actor, and he's been the lead singer of Fozzy for years now, and PJ Farley of Trickster. It's going to be a great show that's kicking off at 8 p.m. on Thursday, December 4th. Spider Rockets are going to open the show. Tickets are available at vaultnb.eventbrite.com. And Chris, I got to say, we're really excited to have you here in New Bedford for what should be a great show playing the music of Kiss.
Well, it's a little bit more exclusive than that. It's the only, we're the world's best and only non-makeup 80s Kiss tribute band. So we're playing the stuff that they recorded when they took their makeup off, from Heaven's on Fire and Lick It Up and Unholy and Good Girl Gone Bad and Lust for the X and Sex and those types of songs. So it's really cool. It's something that we started during the pandemic, quarantine with a K, get it? And it was done just for fun with a group of guys that I've known for a while, that all of us have an appreciation for that era of the non-makeup Kiss. And at the time, no one was releasing any music to the radio because there was a lockdown. So we ended up doing just that. And we had a couple top 20 singles, a few top 10 singles, all with these amazing kind of obscure tracks from this era of Kiss that people kind of don't remember. And if you do remember, it's just a rock and roll party and it's a great time. And that's what we've been doing for the last 5 years of quarantine, traveling and touring around the United States, playing this music. And people have been having a blast with it, including us.
And you got to play on the Kiss cruise, too. So, I mean, what's it like to know that Kiss actually has an appreciation for this band?
Yeah, well, they just did the Kiss cruise landlocked in Vegas 2 weeks ago, which was kind of the cruise idea, but done in Vegas. And we opened for Kiss on the Saturday night. And that was, it was amazing. When I got downstairs after the set, Gene Simmons was waiting there to A, borrow my hairspray, and B, tell me how much he enjoyed the show and how hard those songs are to play, which they really are. But, you know, when Kiss is enjoying it and the word kind of gets out amongst Kiss fans, that's kind of, you know, a good place to be. And like I said, if you're a Kiss fan, you'll love this music, you know it. And if you're not a Kiss fan, you'll still love this music because it is from a great era of just a real feel-good party vibe. And we bring that with the songs that we play in the show that we have. So we're excited. It's our first gigs that we've played kind of on the Eastern Seaboard, and it's gonna be killer between the New Bedford show, and then we're heading to New Jersey on Friday, and then we go to Reading, Pennsylvania on Saturday. So it's gonna be a great weekend of rock and roll done the quarantine way.
And when you're up there performing these songs, I mean, this is stuff that you grew up listening to. Does it kind of put pressure on you to perform these songs, knowing that people know them and love them so much? Or do you just look at it as, you know, this is your chance to kind of break free of the rock star persona you've already created and just have fun with these songs?
Well, it's actually the opposite. It's the rock star persona personified and even more so. The two different bands of Fozzy and Quarantine. So Quarantine is a little bit more lighter, you know, a little bit more glammy, I guess you'd say, a little bit more show business, whereas Fozzy's a little heavier. But there's an intersection of the two as well. And yeah, there's always pressure when you're playing cover songs. I mean, Fozzy, we just released a cover of Crazy Train after Ozzy passed away. And obviously you want to keep it faithful to the original. You also want to do your own spin on it. And that's the same with Quarantine. You know, we just released the song Unholy from the Kiss album Revenge. We made a really killer video for that, and it did about 1 million views in a week. But the reason why is because it was a faithful version, but still has a modern twist to it. And that's kind of how we approach Quarantine, is we stick true to the original, but we add our own elements. We make it modern. We mix it and record it with a modern feel to it, rather than trying to emulate the sounds of the 80s, because that was, you know, 40 years ago. But when you play songs like this and you dissect them as a band and learn them, you realize how hard they are. And that's the thing about this era of Kiss, is this music, there's a real kind of edge to it, and there's almost a proggy element to it, to where it's a little bit weird. And that's cool because, you, like you said, you grew up with these songs and you know them like the back of your hand, or at least you think you do until you actually try and play them. Then you're like, oh my gosh, what note did he sing there? Or why is there a 7-8 time signature here for no apparent reason? So that's become fun as a challenge as a musician. It's great playing all of Fozzy's tunes, but it's great branching out and learning some of these Kiss tunes as well, because like I mentioned, they're a challenge. They're hard to sing. Both Paul and Gene sang very high in this era. So, you know, it's all hands on deck when we're playing. Everybody in our band sings. Everybody in quarantine does backup vocals. And some of the guys do some lead vocals at times, because like I said, these songs are vocal gymnastic workouts in the best possible way. So that's it makes you a better musician to play these tunes, and it makes you a better musician to play with other musicians outside of your regular band. So that's been a real cool challenge and a real, you know, a real experience as well.
Yeah, I mean, the guys in the band, it's kind of like an all-star group to be able to perform with these guys. And how has that group kind of melded together, this being something that you don't get to perform that regularly with quarantine? How does everybody kind of come together and work as one?
Well, I mean, you just mentioned it. It is, you know, in a way, kind of an all-star group. And the whole band started with our drummer, Kent, who he's the full-time drummer for Luke Bryan, which is, you know, a stadium-level country act. So Kent is used to playing, you know, the big arenas and the big stadiums. So when we play, you know, the smaller shows, he's like, how many people are going to be there? What's the presale at? And it's like, you know, he's not used to doing the clubs like we are. But also, he's a great musician. He's a great singer. Obviously, you mentioned PJ from Trickster and Fozzy, another great musician and singer. And then we got a guy called Joe McGinnis. He's also an established country star in his own right. He also, for Kiss fans, was the guy behind the Classic 78, which was a band that played Kiss songs as if Kiss had written them in the 70s, but they're all new material. So hardcore Kiss fans knew about him. And then Charlie Parra is from Peru, and he is a YouTube sensation. He's got like a million followers on his YouTube channel. He plays in a couple bands in South America, so he flies in for these shows as well. So it's not a type of a gig where we get a lot of time to rehearse. But you also have five true professionals that know how to meld together. And we do rehearse as much as we can to work out some of the songs that have a little bit more of the difficult arrangements. But the best way to play is live in front of an audience. And we've been doing probably about 20 shows a year on average. We get together whenever we can. And, you know, for a band that you mentioned that doesn't get a lot of time to rehearse, you know, 20 shows is a lot to get a chance to play together and work out some new songs. And it's just a lot of fun. And that's why when we got asked to open for Kiss, we knew we could do them justice. You know, we knew that we would go out there and kill it and have a great show, because, you know, we're all pros and we've played enough gigs to kind of know what we need to do to have a great show. And we do that every night. We're going to do it in New Bedford on Thursday.
Yeah, the Vault is an amazing venue. I don't think you've had a chance to check out any shows there, but I saw LA Guns there a couple months ago. Amazing. I mean, and it's such an intimate venue. It's an old bank. So you're playing like right next to the Vault.
Ah, I get it. Yeah.
Oh, it's really right crazy. On. It's a great place. And the sound is just incredible.
And that's the thing for a band like Quarantine. I mean, there's so many places for us to play because, you know, the word is getting out about the band. And plus, like I mentioned, I mean, Kiss is a massive entity that doesn't play live anymore. And when they did, they didn't do these songs. So there's a lot of curiosity and there's a lot of people that have heard about the band. And so we get a chance to go to all of these places. I don't think we've played any of these gigs with Fozzy, except for in Reading, the venue there, I believe we've played before, Reverb. But I know we've never played Debonair in New Jersey, I don't think. And I don't think we've played at the Vault before. So we're excited, man. It's going to be a great time, like I said. And it's such a blast to play with these guys. And because we don't get to tour a lot, you know, whenever we're together, it's always a great time. And we fill it full of chants and screams and guitar solos and drum solos and as much pomposity 80s style as we can to make sure that everybody has a great time.
And the best part about playing 80s Kiss is that you don't have to actually put the makeup on before the show and then have to take it off afterwards. So I'm sure that helps.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of sequins and sparkles and bandanas and, you know, tight pants and that sort of a thing. So we definitely delve into the 80s style of Kiss. They actually probably wore as much makeup in the 80s as they did in the 70s. It was just more mascara and blush and lipstick and that sort of thing. So we don't have to worry about that, but definitely the long cloaks and the sequins and the spandex and all that sort of stuff, we lean right into that side of it as well.
And right around the corner, you've got a very busy 2026 coming up. Fozzy hitting the UK on tour. You've got the upcoming, you know, the Rock and Rager, Rock and Wrestling Rager. Your next cruise is happening. I mean, there's a lot of things on your calendar coming up.
Yeah, there always is, man. There's a lot more acting gigs coming up. And, you know, we did the show years ago about the Bridgewater Triangle, the hosting element. So there's always things going on that kind of come across my plate. And it's always cool to see, you know, obviously there's always wrestling stuff and there's music stuff and there's podcast stuff. But when you get some of these other opportunities, like we said, to host a pilot about the cursed Bridgewater Triangle up in your area, that was fun as well, too. So you never know what's going to be coming up for me, but it's always busy. And you know, even this week, the quarantine shows were going to be kind of the end of the year for me. And then another gig came up for me the following week to film some stuff for a show. So it never ends, and things happen, and when they happen quickly. So you just have to be ready to go. But the most important thing is I enjoy all of the stuff that I do. I love all the stuff that I do. And it's always an honor to get a chance to live out these dreams and have these experiences.
Well, you did mention wrestling, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, is there some wrestling coming up in 2026?
Well, you never know, man. That's the thing is I'm not done yet. So still figuring out everything and we'll see where I end up, but I'm pretty sure you'll see me in 2026 in a wrestling ring somewhere.
And I will mention too, while you're at the vault on Thursday, if you want to check out some of the ghosts that are down there, I would recommend going down to the basement. It's a little Spinal Tap-ish, you know, you can get lost pretty easily kind of roaming around, but they definitely have some paranormal activity happening over there.
It's crazy because I've heard that. I'm actually going to go earlier in the day. I think we can work it out to the Lizzie Borden house and do some stuff there, which I think is about 20 miles away. I think it's in Fall Branch or something like that.
Fall River, yeah, just a quick ride.
It's Fall River, there you go. It's that Massachusetts, New Hampshire area, New England area. That's, you know, the Bridgewater Triangle and all of the elements that are near there, the Salem witch trials and everything. So there's a lot of ghosts and spirits. And that's why it's the Unholy Night Tour. I mean, there's nothing more unholy than quarantine on a Thursday night at the vault. So all the spirits will be running from us that night.
Absolutely. And when you go over to Lizzie Borden House, check out Miss Lizzie's Coffee next door. It's the world's most haunted coffee shop. And they've got some good activity and some great coffee.
I'll be looking, man. I'll be looking.
We will see.
Never a dull moment.
No. And that's what's great is, you know, with all these different things that you do, you know, I can't imagine you ever get bored with what you do for a living.
No. And that's the way it should be, man. So we're like I said, we're excited to come out there and play for the first time ever in Massachusetts and in the Eastern Seaboard with quarantine. We're ready to go on Thursday night, man. We'll see you there.
We will see you at the vault. Tickets available, vaultnb.eventbrite.com. Chris Jericho, thanks for joining us. We will see you on stage Thursday night.
Thanks, man. See you then.
All right. What a fun discussion with the legend himself, Chris Jericho. All right, and again, if you want to get those tickets, vaultmb.eventbrite.com, or if you want to try to win a free pair of tickets, Kojo's Toy World, the vintage toy store in downtown New Bedford on William Street, they are giving away a pair on their Facebook page, so just go like their Facebook page, and all the information is there. And if you didn't know, one of the co-owners of Kojo's, Teddy Goods, is a longtime pro wrestling, runs his own pro wrestling company, Live Pro Wrestling, and they're going to be performing a show at the Vault coming up. But they put on great stuff all around the area, and you might have seen him on WWE programming in a match with Gunther. You might have seen him on AEW programming. You might have seen him at WrestleMania a couple of years ago as part of the entrance for Drew McIntyre. So he's had the opportunity to be in some pretty big events. And you can always stop in Kojo's Toy World and talk to him about wrestling. And then, you know, buy yourself some cool vintage toys while you're there. All right, I got to get a break in here. We're going to do that. 508-996-0500 is our number. You can call in and chime in on all the different things we've been talking about. Again, our Holiday Wish family, the Hicks family from Wareham, they are now up on the WBSM Facebook page, the WBSM Instagram, WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Yes,
They're also on our Facebook page as well. So you can find out more about the family and all the information there to donate if you want to make a donation by phone. 508-999-0443. If you want to make it by text, you can text wishes25 to 26989. If you want to make a donation online, the link is in that story. All right, let me get this break in. We will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Go. There's Quarantine's cover of Unholy, and they'll be performing that and more at The Vault on Thursday night. All right, we're going to go into the newsroom now. We're going to get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. Then we can talk with you on the other side, 508-996-0500. Special anniversary today as well, a 30th anniversary of a local milestone, one of the greatest days in Wareham High School football history. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a few moments. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
The White House sticking up for the deadly drug boat strikes. TSA with new requirements if you don't have a real ID and time to get rid of those leftovers.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House is defending the use of lethal force against alleged Venezuelan drug boats. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about the Washington Post report that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth ordered the killing of everyone aboard an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean, leading to a second strike to eliminate two survivors. Leavitt said that all aspects of the September strike were legal. Congress working to tackle health care costs in the final weeks of the year. The issue became a flashpoint of the 43-day government shutdown, with Democrats refusing to pass a temporary spending measure unless subsidies were extended. Senate Majority Leader John Thune promised Democrats a vote on the subsidies to end the shutdown. You'll have to pay a $45 fee to go through the TSA checkpoints if you don't have a real ID. The TSA announced on Monday the new fee will go into effect on February 1st. To pay the fee, travelers will need to visit TSA.gov to verify their identity before heading to the airport. Scientists believe they have found lightning on Mars, but it's not like the lightning found here on Earth.
In research published in the journal Nature, scientists describe the Mars lightning as mini lightning. That's more like the static electricity shocks you feel when you touch something metal. Dozens of instances of the mini lightning were captured by a microphone on NASA's Perseverance rover. They mostly occurred during dust devils and dust storms. In an article accompanying the study, one scientist noted that new instruments will need to be sent to Mars to verify the findings. I'm Mark Mayfield.
U.S. consumers were expected to spend over $14 billion yesterday for Cyber Monday shopping.
According to Adobe Analytics, Americans are forecast to spend 6.3% more online for Cyber Monday compared to a year ago. Spending is set to build on strong Black Friday momentum as AI-powered shopping tools push online sales. Data found that over half of the online spending is expected to be driven by three categories, which are electronics, apparel, and furniture. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Yesterday was Cyber Monday. Today, Giving Tuesday, the charitable follow-up to the holiday weekend. The event launched back in 2012, asking people to give money, time, or support to a number of causes, communities, and nonprofit organizations. Each year, millions take part through donations and volunteering. New York's New Year's Eve wishing wall is back up and running and beckoning dreamers.
It was erected Monday in Times Square, standing as always at the crossroads of the world. You can submit a wish virtually online, or if you're in town, you can place a wish directly on the wishing wall between now and December 29th. Wishes will be printed and then shredded to become part of the 3,000 pounds of confetti released in Times Square at midnight on New Year's Eve to usher in 2026. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Federal health officials say time is just about up for any remaining Thanksgiving leftovers. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services pointed to yesterday, the Monday after Thanksgiving, as the day to finish safely eating refrigerated foods following the holiday. Food that was placed in the freezer can be safe to eat indefinitely, but the quality will decline over time. The USDA says frozen leftovers begin to lose moisture and flavor within 2 to 4 months. With over 3 weeks to go until Christmas, the USPS announcing shipping deadlines. USPS Ground Advantage Service or First Class Mail. You'll have until December 17th for packages sent in the contiguous United States. Meanwhile, Priority Mail service users have until December 18th, and Priority Mail Express deadline comes on December 20th. Former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan has been arrested again in Oregon. Police arrested the 44-year-old in Eugene on Saturday for allegedly violating his probation in connection with a domestic violence conviction from earlier in the year. Bryan's fiancée, Johnny Faye Cartwright, was also arrested for DUI, reckless endangerment, and attempted assault. Police have not released further information. The arrest marks Bryan's sixth arrest in the last 5 years. Bryan played the eldest son, Brad Taylor, on Home Improvement. There's a chance the Oxford English Dictionary's Word of the Year may make you upset.
It has chosen rage bait as 2025's top word. The term is defined as online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage. Its origins date back more than two decades when it was first used in online discussion forums. Oxford said its experts noticed the use of rage bait has evolved to signal a deeper shift in how we talk about attention, engagement, and ethics online. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots over the Giants, 33-15, with their 10th win in a row. Bruins are in Detroit tonight with the Red Wings at 7 o'clock, and the Celtics host the Knicks at 8.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Tuesday's forecast includes heavy rain during the afternoon and evening hours for southeastern Mass. It'll be a chilly rain with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. The coastal storm will pull away Tuesday night with conditions drying out towards Wednesday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News meteorologist Katie McNeil.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Good morning, Mass. This is Brett Michaels, and I just want to tell you right now, it is time for your morning medal right here on the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
You are innocence personified, and I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will drag.
And that goes out to Joey, who said, play some Fozzy, why don't you? So I did. There you go. All right. If this gloomy weather has got you down, well, it's time to trade Frosty Toes for steaming bubbles. Because at Whaler Inn & Suites in New Bedford, you can find the perfect cold weather getaway. Slip into a private jacuzzi suite and melt away the chill. Get the kids splashing around in the heated indoor pool while you relax with your favorite comfort foods from Ryan's Pub. Cozy, newly remodeled, spacious rooms have all the comforts you deserve. Make it a little staycation for yourself here. You got to use up that vacation time at work. You know, use it or lose it. Take a couple days and get the private jacuzzi suite at Whaler Inn & Suites in New Bedford. You can bring your sweetheart, bring the family, or just go by yourself. Visit whaler-inn.com to book your cozy escape now. And we've been telling you all morning about the Hicks family from Wareham. JB, the father and husband of the family, having a stroke November 13th and then passing away the day before Thanksgiving. And now the family doesn't know how they're going to make ends meet. You can make a donation to them by calling the Holiday Wish Week hotline 508-999-0443 or text wishes25 to 26989. And we have their story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can check it out on our Facebook page as well. We've also posted both in the story and on our Facebook page the video of them having their discussion with Fun 107's MGM show. And it's very emotional. But we wanted you to be able to see that. And speaking of Wareham, today is an important anniversary in Wareham history. It was on this date in 1995 that the Wareham Vikings won their first and only Super Bowl championship. Back then it was the Division 4A Super Bowl championship. And the Vikings defeated Bishop Fenwick. I can't remember the exact score. I guess I'd have to look it up, but I think it was like 28-0, if I remember. It was the only game I didn't go to all season. I had to work. But back in those days, I was the television play-by-play announcer for Wareham. That was my senior year of high school. And I did horrible, horrible play-by-play. I mean, like, I didn't have a spotter. I was just trying to make everything up as I went along. Just kind of repeating what the PA announcer was saying. I was not very good. But I was honored still when the team had their championship banquet and they invited me to come be part of it. And then they brought me there under the auspices of, you know, we want you guys to come and record it. And, so we can have a tape of it. But then they gave us an award. They gave us a plaque and a sweater and everything. It was great. I still have the sweater somewhere. I could probably fit in it again. But it was just a very special moment to be considered part of the team. A team that not only won the Super Bowl, but went undefeated. 11-0 on the season. Just amazing. And now Wareham's had a few good teams that made it to, I think they made it back to the Super Bowl in 2001 or two. But 1995 remains their only Super Bowl championship. And that Vikings team will live on forever. And I want to thank the greatest nose tackle of all time for reminding me of that anniversary. All right, I'm just trying to look at the clock here. And you know what? I am going to replay part of the discussion with the Hicks family for those who missed it. Just because I want to make sure we get this story out. So you're going to hear from Cindy, the mom, about the tragic loss of her husband, JB, the father of her children, and the struggles they are going through now. So let's hear that one more time.
On November 13th, I woke up to my husband having a stroke. And I heard him labored breathing, and I knew something was wrong, and I got out of bed and quickly realized that he was having a stroke. So I called 911. He got rushed to Toby Hospital. They took pictures of his brain, and he had a clot right in the front that prevented the blood flow going to one side of his brain. They rushed him to Rhode Island Hospital, and he was in brain surgery within an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And they removed the blockage and restored all the blood flow to the brain. And over the next 3 days, he was doing really well. And we were reading.
Was he speaking?
Trying. We were reading baby books together. I had brought my children's baby books. And there were some things that he couldn't say, but there was hope. So I was there with him like 12 hours a day, just helping him, being with him. And then things turned. And the day that my daughter was there visiting him for the first time, he had a pulmonary embolism. And then he went into the MICU and never came back to us. There were several more strokes, and they were doing more testing and like images of his brain, and it just was bad news. And it was stroke after stroke in his brain. And then they had to tell me he wasn't going to come home. And I had to tell my kids that daddy wasn't coming home. That he was going to heaven.
How old are your children?
My son just turned 13 in October. And they were like two peas in a pod. They would work outside and build things together. My son's a little genius. He's a mini electrician. He's on the spectrum. And his special interest is electronics. He likes to wire things and build things. And my husband and my son were working on a workshop in the backyard so he could build things. And he would teach him how to use like a circular saw and all those things that I can't use and don't know how to use. So that's hard. That's so hard because he doesn't have him anymore. And I can't do those things. My daughter, on the other hand, she's 16 going on 25. She's a genius. She speaks five languages. She's really bright. And I'm worried about her because she saw everything. She saw his stroke in the morning. She saw that pulmonary embolism. She saw everything. And I'm worried about school and them being okay in school because he wants to be an electrical engineer.
Do they go to Wareham High School?
They go to Rising Tide because Rising Tide had history club and Latin and chess club. And that's what my daughter wanted.
Where is Rising Tide?
In Plymouth. Yeah, it's a charter school. Yeah. We were our own little family pod, you know.
This is so raw. It's so raw and so new. These wounds are brand new.
I thought we were going to retire together. Like, I pictured us in, like, our 80s, you know. I'm really worried about the mortgage. That's the biggest thing because I just got a job. I just got a job at MetLife. That's brand new, so I'm terrified that I'm going to lose my job. I can't afford the mortgage. I only make $20 an hour. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to lose the house. I don't want to lose the house.
It's always so awful that whenever you are dealing with a loss, there's unfortunately the business side of things, right? Of you just want some time to grieve, and
I couldn't.
Reality is kind of thrust on you, right? It's what are the passwords for everything? How much do we owe for this? What sort, you know, and that doesn't stop, unfortunately.
And the gas bill and the electric bill. Like, I had to email them today to try to get that information because I don't know what it is. Because he paid everything online. He was the sole provider, but he wanted that role. Mm-hmm. And then we found out that my son was on the spectrum. And then I don't think I would have been able to do it, what he needed the occupational therapy, the speech therapies. My son did not speak until he was 4 years old. All of those things I was able to do with him because I was home. And I think if I wasn't home and he was in a daycare, he might have fallen through the cracks and all those extra supports that he needed. He might not have gone.
All right. And if you want to hear the rest of that discussion, you can check out the story at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. If you want to donate, 508-999-0443. Victoria from United Way is ready to take your donations over the phone right now. Or you can text WISHES25 to 26989. Or you can follow the link in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I got to get a break in here. We will be back in just a few moments.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Hey, Santa Claus is coming back to WBSM as helpers at New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 have once again made arrangements for Santa to fly his sleigh to WBSM so he can be on the radio and take phone calls from all the good little children on the South Coast. The big guy will be here for 2 full hours, and this year we're moving it to Saturday afternoon to make it even easier for the kids to call in. Tune in on Saturday, December 13th, beginning at 4 p.m., and all the children can call in and tell Santa what they want for Christmas. That's Saturday, December 13th, beginning at 4 p.m., as Santa Claus will be taking your calls right here on WBSM. All right, I am out of here. Stick around for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He has Chris Markey here in studio. They're going to be talking about the Brian Walsh case. Take